Let's talk a little baseball. Mari Brown, MLB contributor for Forbes.com. You can find him at BizBallMari over on Twitter, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Mari, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bill. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. So players are opting out. I guess my question is, how much legitimacy is this baseball season going to have or feel like?
Well, I mean, just the mere fact that we're at 60 games and it's going to be played crazy and we're going to do all kinds of wild stuff to just get it in. I mean, you're going to put an asterisk on it to begin with. Look, I do wonder at a certain point, you know, how much of your roster, your star players on your roster start to, you know, diminish the, you know, the value of some of the teams that you have out there. But look, baseball wanted to try and get a season in, and it looks like they're going to give it a shot.
Do you think that you're going to see mass spikes in baseball when we talk about the COVID, or do you, people keep asking me, are we going to have sports? And I want to say, yeah, we're going to have it, but for how long? And that's the biggest question, I guess, about all of this is, you know, once we see spikes of 3 players, 5 players, 10 players on a team, do they start shutting things down? What is the likelihood, in your opinion, of this thing not getting interrupted?
Yeah, I mean, this is the question of the hour. Look, if you read the operations manual that they have, and look, baseball put a lot of effort into it along with the Players Association. It's 101 pages long. The biggest thing is, like, all of this stuff, Bill, I mean, you can put rules in place, but if players or if staff and whatnot don't adhere to those, you know, you just open yourself up to having something happen. Look, I'm not feeling really confident that they're going to be able to get this whole thing in. You know, I hope I'm wrong, but I think for what you said, you know, I don't know what happens if you get a large, you know, outbreak within a club, how that happens, or if it starts to cascade over into another team, and what is really going to happen. I think that you're going to start to see them try and rotate players in and out as they have them, but, I mean, I don't know what happens if you get a big swath. You know, they're already trying to do this intake where you go ahead before they can even start spring training. They're testing everybody. They're going to test every few days, and they're going to do temperature checks every day. But that doesn't mean that, you know, especially on the road, the chances are much higher that a player could come down with it and pass it on to others.
With pitching staffs, quick hooks, players that struggle, this has been one of the areas of contention or at least conversation that we've had. How long do you give guys? Because normally we always say, well, you know, it's always 30 games before a guy really gets going and you can figure out what he's got. You don't have that kind of luxury right now, right?
No. I mean, in some ways, you know, this sounds crazy, but I'm actually, you know, once you embrace the craziness, you can wind up with some really exciting baseball in that sense. I think that you really will see a situation to where you'll have to do it. Now, look, I mean, we've got rules in place now. You got to at least pitch to 3 batters, so you're not going to get into this crazy, you know, lefty righty, you know, switching that's gone on a lot. You will see at least some of that, you know, going on where you're going to go ahead and see some pulling of starters, I think. But look, I mean, your ability to really have to worry about stretching out your rotation or your bullpen, I mean, that's largely gone. I mean, you're going to either make it or break it real fast. And so I look forward to it. I think that you're going to see a lot more focus out of the players, especially the rotation. You know, I mean, you're just getting 7-8 starts, you know, max. And so with that, I think that they're really going to try and make that count. It'll be really interesting. I mean, there were certain pitchers that I can come to mind. I mean, Felix Hernandez was one that I always remember came out of the gate. He was always really slow. And there are others that come out really hot. So I think that it'll be interesting to see, once again, how some of these rotations work and really how much – you know, how much rope are we going to see managers give their starters before they start to go to their bullpens?
Also, wanted to find out your thoughts on some of the teams that may have a better opportunity with a 60-game season. So like we talk about, the cream rises to the top, but if you get a Pittsburgh or somebody that gets on a quick roll, you know, then all of a sudden you're talking about if they've got at least a couple guys in their rotation that are decent and they get hot hitting, who knows what kind of damage they could do. We expect the teams like Dodgers and Yankees and Astros and we'll say Cubs and Cardinals and such to all be there. Maybe the Brewers will be there as well. But, you know, in the grand scheme of things, one of these teams that are a little bit lesser could have a legitimate shot.
You know, you know, you don't want to look at each year is different, right? But the Pirates historically have been one of those teams that have come out of the gate pretty hot, you know? So I guess, you know, they would be one of them. You know, I'm looking at, you know, maybe the Marlins at some point start to get a little bit better. I think that the key thing, the thing that's really going to, you know, be different, or what could have substantially been different, would have been if they had gone to expanded playoffs. I mean, then it really would have opened things up, and you could have seen teams like the Orioles, or, you know, who knows at that point. It would have been wide open. But I think you're going to probably see the usual suspects. I mean, you know, the ones, like you said, the cream rises to the top, and you don't have a lot of time really to have that. I mean, injury is always there, and guys have been cold. I don't care how much side, you know, work that these guys have done or not. You know, once you get into spring training, you're going to potentially see guys get hurt. And certainly when the season gets rolling, we always seem to see that happen. So I think it'll largely be that, you know. I think that, once again, your usual suspects are going to be there. I think the Brewers have a shot, you know. I really do. I kind of look at some of these teams that have kind of hung around at the top. But, you know, the ones that are really going to matter is when this thing gets into the playoffs. I mean, the regular season is just like, I don't even know if it counts at a certain point. I mean, it counts, obviously, to get into the playoffs. But the thing that's going to be super interesting is going to be the postseason, if they get to it, right? Let's put the caveat right there. If they're able to somehow get through this landmine of the virus, the postseason should be amazing, because no one will be taxed. You know, largely baseball is about the second half and how you manage your bullpen and your rotation and everybody being tired. Well, you don't have to worry about that now. So I think it's going to be super exciting if they get to a postseason. I think it might be the most exciting postseason in many ways that we've seen in a long time, because the quality of play should be off the charts at that point.
In the National League Central, the Brewers, the Cubs, the Cardinals, Reds trying to make a push. Do we just stick with the incumbent, that is the Cardinals that won the division last year, or has Cincinnati made enough to really make a push? Have the Brewers, obviously with an MVP candidate in Yelich, do they have it? Who right now would you say would be the favorite?
Well, I'd have to probably look at St. Louis. But the Reds, you know, the Reds are an interesting study. I mean, they certainly did a great job during the draft. But, of course, none of that's going to, I don't think, matter that much. Now, look, the thing that's really interesting about this year as well is you're seeing some clubs take an opportunity of this short year to give some players an opportunity to really kind of, you know, check them out. And so, you know, could we see something more along the lines of like how baseball used to be, which is you would draft somebody and you would see them very quickly move into the, you know, onto the major league roster? I think it's a real possibility. I don't think we're going to really know. You know, this is the thing about this whole crazy season. I don't even know if you're going to be able to determine until we see how the rosters are. You're seeing guys, so many guys opt out, and it's really going to change the complexion of the roster, where everybody was kind of trying to see how it was as we went into the first spring training. I think that you're going to have to largely reevaluate where things are at. But, I mean, it is, once again, you look at the usual suspects and you say, well, those are the ones that are probably have the best shot. So, you know, I'll land there right now. Until I can see the rosters, I don't know if I can give anything truly definitive.
I want to talk a little bit more about the moves that Cincinnati has made, in the sense that they went for power. And you're not starting the season in the beginning of the year when it's still cool. You now have humidity. The balls are going to be flying out of Wrigley. The balls are going to be flying out of Great American and out of Miller Park. With teams like Cincinnati that was gearing up for the long ball, obviously Yelich and company here in Milwaukee, do we see this power surge? Is this the most competitive division in baseball?
Yeah, I think it is in some ways. One of the things that, I will look at, you know, certainly there's some talk about, you know, whether the AL West gets its act together at any point in time. But no, I mean, the AL East. But the thing that you mentioned about power, the thing that happened last year that, you know, completely flown under the radar now, was the situation with the ball. And I know in speaking to Rob Manfred that he said, you know, we have to do something about the ball. The ball has to be more consistent, blah, blah, blah. But look, that whole thing that happened with the ball being, quote-unquote, juiced was a thing that seemed awfully dicey to me. I mean, it was just one of those things to where it was like, you know, I don't know if you guys are monkeying with the ball or not. You should be able to control that stuff. You're saying that you can't. If that holds true again this year, where we continue to see the ball really flying out of the ballpark, then, of course, the clubs that have their rosters built for power are going to have an advantage. And I do get back to this thing. That's going to have a real advantage. The other thing is this new rule that we have for extra innings. where they're trying to shorten up games, right? I mean, the idea is, you know, let's not expose the players. You know, let's reduce the amount of exposures the players have to each other as much as possible. Well, after the bottom of the ninth, you start with a runner on second base in extra innings. I mean, if you're playing for power, I mean, one hit and the game's over. So I think that there's some real advantages right there to those that have been built for power, those that have that. So, yeah, maybe. I think that, you know, there's a possibility of that for a team like Cincinnati.
Mari, always a pleasure. Glad to have you on board. Thanks for joining us for a couple of minutes, okay?
All right. You take care of yourself, Bill. Thanks so much for having me.
Appreciate it. Talk to you soon. You can find him at BizBallMari on Twitter, at BizBallMari, contributor for Forbes.com. Mari Brown joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.